Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High. Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also
with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, make us have perpetual love and reverence for your holy name. For you never fail to help and govern those whom you have set upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. O Lord, you enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all the day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out. I must shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. For if I say I will not mention him, or speak his name, then there is in me something like a burning building in my bones. I'm weary with living it in. And I denounce, and all my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be in touch, and we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, but they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, you test the righteous. You see the heart and the mind. Let me see your retribution upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of the evildoer. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Today we'll be singing Psalm 69, and Rachel and I will be responsibly by half verses. Surely for your sake I have suffered reproach,
and shame has covered my face.
Shame has covered my face.
I have become a stranger to my own kindred,
an alien to my
mother's children.
Zeal from your house has eaten me up.
The scorn of those
scorn
has fallen upon me.
I humbled myself with fasting,
but that was turned to my reproach.
I put on sackcloth also,
and became a byword among them.
Those who sit at the gate murmur against me,
and the drunkards make songs about me.
But for me, this is my prayer to you.
At the time you have set, O Lord,
in your great mercy, O God,
answer me with your unfailing help.
Save me from the mire. Do not let me sink.
Let me be rescued from those who hate me and out of the deep waters.
Let not the torrent of waters wash over me, neither let the deep swallow me up.
Do not let the pit shut its mouth upon me.
Answer me, O Lord, for your love is kind.
In your great compassion, turn to me.
Hide not your face from your servant.
Be swift and answer me, for I am in distress.
Draw near to me and redeem me.
Because of my enemies, deliver me.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Should we continue in sin in order that grace may be abound? By no means. How can we, who died to sin, go living in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed and we may no longer be enslaved in it. For whoever has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said to the 12 disciples, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even if the hairs of your head are all, and even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are more value than many sparrows. Everyone therefore who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Christ.
Not a pretty picture, these readings for today. Even the colic didn't save my bacon, as it sometimes does. Don't get me wrong, it's fine, but it doesn't really send me. Oh, poor me, poor preacher. But really, violence and destruction, terror is all around. Granted, context helps a bit. The reassurance that the Lord is with Jeremiah, but come on, the Lord is with him as a dread warrior? So let's look to the psalmist for some comfort. And here's what we get. I have become a stranger to my own kindred. Zeal for your house has eaten me up. The drunkards make songs about me. Well, we'll try to give Paul a day off today, but he's not much of a help anyway, reminding us that sin is all around us, within us. Even the Holy Gospel has Jesus saying, I've come not to bring peace, but a sword. This is not a lineup made to launch a preacher into the pulpit, virtual or otherwise. Well, let's see what we can find. Some vein of good news in this dark mine of death and destruction. I'm sorry, violence and destruction, to be precise. Before doing that, even though, we must acknowledge that the Bible is timeless. Jeremiah could be writing about pandemics and racial injustice for today's paper or today's blog. And just Friday, we observe Juneteenth, the annual reminder that there will always be those in power who will postpone or withhold justice from those who are powerless and without a voice. In this very passage, though, Jeremiah offers a last-minute Hail Mary. I suppose that's redundant, as a Hail Mary is always last-minute. Anyway, turning all the dire news on its head by proclaiming, prophesying, for he has delivered the needy from the hands of evildoers. That strikes me as the clincher in this passage, and it comes last, giving it pride of place. It is, in literary terms this time, the bottom line. The psalmist's last phrase, which comes in the form of a prayer, is rather like that. Draw near to me and redeem me because of my enemies. Deliver me. And even though I said I'd leave him alone today, Paul does snatch this good news out of the mire of the rest of his sin-soaked language. Consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. That dead and alive thing strikes me as the major theme in these readings. Swords and terror and sinking in the mire, and then finally, Jesus' own words, those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. That pairs very well with another saying of Jesus, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This life and death business underscores that we are all called to a necessary and definite decision. A decision to embrace a life that counts for something larger than ourselves. It's a decision we have to make over and over again, especially as we learn more about the world and more about ourselves. It involves never branding anyone an alien, because we are all, in the psalmist terms, kindred. It's about surrendering the idea that our lives count only for ourselves, or better put, to recognize that ourselves equals everyone on the planet. Then we find and live our true lives, the ones for which God created us. Perhaps finding our lives, living abundantly, depends upon our having long and broad memories, recalling that we are all children of a common parent, one creator. There are tremendous forces at work in the world, and always have been, whose power and interests are served by our finding differences among ourselves, defining ourselves primarily as not like those people, whoever they may be at any given point in history. I'm not an advocate of reducing faith to what will fit on a bumper sticker, but I am irresistibly drawn to God bless everyone, no exceptions. It does sometimes feel like taking on the world, trying to turn the tide against those who would suppress and oppress others. God sometimes seems the only ally, and is always the best one, and the very best when we find God as our ally in the people around us. May we set this good above all others, to seek God's guidance in the pursuit of justice for every human being, to recognize the dignity of all our brothers and sisters, as we proclaim in our baptismal vows, when we became people whose lives are found in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Prayers of the people this morning are Form 4. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us, especially Colette Boyd and Jim Dyke, who are celebrating their birthdays, and our fathers, whether living now or alive in our memories. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, and those who confront grave dangers by the nature of their work. Give them courage and hope in their troubles and bring them the joy of your salvation. Especially we pray for John, Barry, Morgan, Victoria, Kay, Bob, Richard, Shelley, Caitlin, Diane, Jaden, James, Jenny, Dee, Miranda, Jackie, Dale, Leslie, Mark, Adam and family, Anne, Nathan, Christy, Lynn, Ellie, Paul, Merrill, June, Charisse, Alan, Marcel, Matt, Ashley, Patty, Mark, Lottie, Scott, RG, Linda, Keenan, Sarah, Ann, Clay, Janice, Tyler, Karen, Sherelle, Bobby, the women in the Hutto facility, Curtis, Teresa, Martha and Larry, Barbara, the Bailey family, the DeGator family, Bonnie and Ed, Allison, and George. We pray for those in the military, especially for Brian, Eric, James, Trevor, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Brian, Jonathan, and all in harm's way. Be with those who travel this week. Bring them in safety to their journey's end. And bestow your grace and love on those for whom we pray now.
Ramona Lida.
Ramona. For the new COVID deaths in Burnett.
Lorraine McCoy.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom, especially Raymond Whitman, Josh Grace, our fathers who have gone before us, and all who have died from the coronavirus. And we commend to your loving care their families and friends who mourn their passing. Lord, in your mercy, Hear our prayer.
Look with pity, O Heavenly Father, upon the people in this land who live with injustice, terror, disease, and death as their constant companion. Have mercy upon us. Help us to eliminate our cruelty to these, our neighbors. Strengthen those who spend their lives establishing equal protection of the law and equal opportunities for all. And grant that every one of us may enjoy a fair portion of the riches of this land through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways for the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
With you all and your families, and peace. Yeah. Peace everywhere.
Peace everywhere. Peace.
Live without fear. Your Creator has made you holy, has always protected you, and loves you as a mother and a father. Go in peace to follow the good road, and may God's blessing, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.